you. Welcome, everybody. Yeah, I know. I was on cue. Welcome, everybody, to the Chop Sports Podcast here on a Feel Good Friday. It is Friday, August the 20th, 2021. We hope you guys are feeling good out there. It's almost the weekend. It technically is the weekend. If you're listening to this later on, you're probably either listening to it on the way home and or stuck in New Jersey Shore traffic. Or you know what? We won't be stuck in any Jersey Shore traffic because we've made the executive decision not to check out the ESPN Beach Bash at Bar A.
I have no interest in Michael K. Mm-hmm. I did kind of get excited early in the going when we were talking about this, but now that the day is here, I'm like, yeah, I had good intentions, but there's no way I'm going.
That, and there's so much to do. You know what I mean? Like, we're actually busy today, and, you know, we'll indulge in adult beverages earlier than normal. On a you know, the happy hour type situation, but we don't have to drive the Bar A for that, so we won't be doing that. I hope anybody that is going is rocking some Chop Sports gear, and if you're on your way now and you're like, oh, I was only going because Chris and Dave are going,
turn around.
So it's crappy out too. The weather stinks. It doesn't give off beach bash vibes today at all.
Neither does Michael K.
No, he doesn't. In fact, he always wears like a Hawaiian shirt. He really dads it up, and he just looks like a, I don't know. I don't hate him as much as you do. I wonder if that's why
he wasn't at the game last night.
Maybe he was prepping for this, or maybe they like you have to quarantine for 24. I don't know. I don't know the rules, but it was another breath of fresh air. Didn't we have Rucco? Love Ryan Rucco. He's the best. Yes, he's way better. He's more energetic. But anyway, we're here on a Friday. I got the headphones on today because, again, no AJ from the couch. It is just Sturch and Gooch back to our grassroots. Just us doing our thing because AJ they received the first dose of his vaccine, and you know, so he's feeling like hot garbage today, so he's not in studio with us today. So it's just
even looked at the rundown, to be completely honest.
Oh, that's good. I'm
where
glad
we at today.
We are where we at. Well, there's plenty to talk about. Yesterday, more preseason football. Two of the preseason started last night with the Philadelphia Eagles playing the New England Patriots. We'll get into that. We'll also get into a little bit of a it's hard to describe. King Henrik, like, we'll get into it. King Henrik retires. Henrik Lundqvist retires from the NHL. LeBron brings himself some smoke. We'll talk about LeBron. And, of course, I do want to play a little game with Gooch today called Will He or Won't He? And that's as far as the 2022. So we're looking ahead to next year's free agent class. I listed a couple. Will he or won't he stay with his current team based off of A, the season, or, you know, B, just different scenarios. And, of course, today is day 16 of 32 days, 32 teams in 32 days, brought to you by Absolute Eyewear. Today we are covering the AFC champion Kansas City. I got that right?
Yeah.
The Chiefs did lose in the Super Bowl. Friday. So we'll cover the Kansas City Chiefs today. Not much to cover. We know how good they are. We'll get into them later on. But first, I do want to start off with the preseason football game last night, in which the Patriots defeated the Philadelphia Eagles 35-0. Now, I know you don't put any stock into preseason. I get it. Okay. The Patriots starters stayed in for about a quarter. Okay. So it wasn't like there was a whole quarter played. And then, you know, backups. But just goes to show you that the Philadelphia Eagles starters and backups stink. We said it yesterday. We spoke with Kyle because we're doing a little special project with him, Kyle Kerms of The Sauce. We're doing a project with him, and we both agreed that the Eagles just, they're not a good football team, and this kind of showed it.
I don't think that this really showed it. I wouldn't say that this is the reason why they're a bad football team. They're a bad football team because they're a bad football team. Last Saturday, the Packers lost to the Texans 23-7. That doesn't mean that the Packers are a bad football
team. Yeah, I know, but this is like when you can't score.
It's, or one score, the rest were three and outs for Green Bay. Does that mean that Green Bay is no good?
No,
I understand it doesn't. That Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback and he didn't play.
Well, that's so what I'm saying. That, so, and then on top of that, Jalen Hurts leaves with a tummy ache. He gets rushed to the hospital.
And I think what you get at a quarterback, at a teams that have a quarterback competition in preseason, is that you get a little bit more of their starters because you want to get reps. So Mac Jones and Cam are in deadlock. That's heating up.
Yeah,
Cam Newton. The story of the game is really like who's going to come away with that job.
Cam Newton went 8 for 9 for 103 yards and a touchdown. So you want to talk about looking sharp. Cam Newton looked sharp yesterday. Mac Jones doesn't throw any touchdowns, but he goes 13 for 19 for a buck 46. That's also good. So both of these quarterbacks playing well so far within the first couple games of the preseason. This is a downright race, I think. You know, I think they wanted to address this as a complete quarterback competition, and I think it is. Like, I still lean towards Cam Newton.
I do as well.
To be the starter going to week one, but you wonder how short the leash is for a guy like this. Like, how many – is it losing games or is it just playing not up to par? You know what I'm saying? Like, are they going to have to start off, like, 1-3 for them to, like, pull the plug or something like that?
The way the Patriots' offense is set up, it's Cam to me. Mac Jones is young. There's plenty of time on him. I don't think Cam is a better player, but just the way the offense is structured with the two tight end sets, not really much of an outside threat. I think Mac Jones is a better thrower, but for this situation, it's got to be Cam. And at 1-3, yeah, they'll probably make the switch, but I can't see them go. I think New England's going to be better. I think they're going to surprise people this year. I got to look at their first four. We already did New England. So
we did.
Everybody knows what I think of New England. I think Belichick is going to right the ship a little bit. A lot of defensive guys back.
It's hard to think that Bill Belichick would not have a good, you know.
I would say that there might be packages for both guys. It might be one of those situations like you having.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, but it's the NFL. If
I know. It's an evolving game, and I totally understand the offenses have evolved completely. And
you're going to see a lot of that in New Orleans, no doubt.
Yeah, because, I mean, look, you can't ride that entire season with Jameis Winston, and that's why you have a guy like Taysom Hill. You know what I mean? Like, it's... I don't know. Remains to be seen, but I find it interesting that you know that this is actually going to be a two quarterback race the entire time. Not too many times,
and you're never going to get a word out of Belichick about who's doing what. It might be flip flopped week.
They'll
to
both
week.
Be on the injury report going into week one, no matter what. One with a thumb and one with a hip,
or they'll both be hurt, and neither one will be. Right. Belichick is just a fucking lunatic with that.
He is an absolute animal. So that game comes and goes. The entire slate for the preseason week two comes up this week. I know your Packers got the Jets, right? If I'm not mistaken, I think I heard the Jets talking about that. You don't even know. That's how bad you are at paying attention to your preseason. And I question your fanhood.
I think Green Bay's got Buffalo.
No, I think Green Bay's got the Jets.
Then Buffalo.
Okay, but I think that's what I heard. You know what? You know what's funny? And I'm not going to make fun of the Jets podcast because I like all three of those people, and they're great for our network. But they did say that the Jets were going to pretty much walk all over the Packers this week. And I understand that.
Well, they're going to be doing it without one Achilles because...
Yeah, that I didn't even write in the rundown. That is very tragic for the New York Jets. I mean... Boy, oh boy, you're talking about a guy that they brought in to be the massive game changer.
I thought they were going to be at least 4-13 this year. Now I'm going to have to go 3-14. Sorry, Jets fans.
Yeah, Jets fans are
went
definitely
from fucking terrible to even more terrible.
They're mourning the loss of one of their better players, in Carl Lawson, and you know, an Achilles stinks. That's like a no doubter out for the season. And, like, you wonder, like, how good you'll be going forward. Like, blowing your Achilles as a football player is never an easy feat.
You look for precedent in athletes, no matter the sport. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Durant had a really good season coming off an Achilles. I know that he was banged up here and there, and the NFL is a lot different. But with the doctors now and having more time to figure out these injuries and do the surgeries, it's a matter of the player, how he wants to rehab and how dedicated he's going to be. We'll see.
Yeah.
It's not a career ender for sure.
No, I don't foresee his career being over, but I do see him having specific struggles here and there. But yeah, I mean, the football will get going. My Cowboys play the Texans, not on TV. So I'm kind of pissed off about that. So I'll have to figure out a way.
To watch it on Hard Knocks the following Tuesday.
Truth, I could. I mean, I have to watch it. So I have to figure it out. Like, how does one watch a preseason game without, like...
You won't be able to watch it live, more likely than not.
Like, the NFL Network will put it on at, like, midnight or something like that.
You'll get to check it out whenever they air it.
Yeah, it's a
shame. So
you're
just going to have to record it. Or just suck it up and miss the fucking preseason game.
I mean,
the rest of us too.
That's not... Well, you say the rest of us. That's not a thing. My boy Silva hit us up yesterday. You heard the voice message. He's like... He felt like it was weird that you don't watch the preseason.
I feel like it was weird that he would hit you up to tell you that.
He loves it, though.
Is he a Bears fan?
He's a massive Bears fan.
Bitch. No, I'm kidding. I honestly don't even know who you're talking about.
Oh, he's a great dude.
He's a good friend of yours, but he's an enemy of mine. You heard that? Silva? That's your name? Silva?
Yeah, Jay Silva.
Fucking nerve, Jay.
He was actually, you know, you want to talk about wrestling characters. Like, he's older than me, so he had a run, like, way back when. But then he returned as the Jewosaurus. And he was just this big ass Jew dinosaur. It was my stepmom's favorite wrestler. Not going to lie. She was very into the Jewosaurus when he was prominent in my early wrestling career. So,
don't we have a badass Jew, or did you take that home?
I took it. I took it and gave it to my stepmom. I don't know if she's had it or tried it since, but I did take some of the Silk City hot sauce home to my badass Jew mom. Gave her a badass Jew sauce. So, anyway, moving on from the NFL. King Henrik, I know we'll spend about a half a second on this because the eyebrow just raised and you're just like, I don't care. King Henrik, Henrik Lundqvist retires from the NHL after 15 years in the league, and especially he holds every relevant stat for goaltender over at with New York. And I will never forget for as long as I live. Like, you don't forget 94 because they won the cup and it was great, but you'll never forget. This guy's drifting off into space. Never forget the 2015 run they had. You know, and the reason why I say that is because my brother got married that year. And even at the rehearsal dinner, we're all like in the small space corridor with the one TV at the place.
They lost that game.
They might have. I don't remember.
I don't care. I'm not particularly a Rangers fan, but I have some close friends of mine who are big Rangers fans. So shout out to the Rangers. Shout out to Dave for only talking about the Rangers every single podcast. He can't get enough of New York Ranger hockey. Oh wait, that's Cowboy football. I'm sorry.
We do need a hockey podcast. We do for next year. We again, we have to inherit them. We have to find out like their listeners and their downloads, and they have to be established. I don't want somebody off the street saying, sure, I'll talk hockey like anybody really. That just this stuff isn't easy for one. For two, we're getting bigger. So like we have to limit what we bring onto the network.
It's not hard either. It's like you got to be committed. That's really what it comes down to.
It's commitment. Commitment is the number one thing. So I will bring this up because it has to be brought up. Let me find it first. But LeBron James made some headlines today, and I'll bring it up here. There is the tweet. It's on your screen. Thank you. As if I didn't need more, and that's a fuel emoji, more to fuel me. Hashtag washed with a crown emoji.
Washed king. It's about time you cleaned your ass, bro.
So I know a company that probably provides fantastic bidets. But anyway, I asked the question. There were scouts that were polled, and they were looking for the best player in the NBA, and he wasn't it. So, one, do you agree? Is LeBron James to you still the best player in the league? Top to bottom, like
no,
right?
No, so, like, I don't even think he's the best player on his team per se. I think that they need LeBron as much as they need AD.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, they're done if one of those guys go down. But around the league, Giannis is the best player in the NBA right now. I can't say that LeBron is better than Giannis. He just willed his team to a title. LeBron didn't. Ask me last year, and yeah, it was LeBron. But right now, it's Giannis. And LeBron's not even in the. I would say he's not in the top five, but he's right around five to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's going to be an age old debate pretty much every year until he's out of the league. And I don't think he's the best player in the NBA.
But he's in year 19.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'll give 19. Him all the credit in the world for being able to play at that level at this age is incredible and may never be seen again.
I don't take exception to LeBron being offended or using this to quote unquote fuel him, as he put it.
Uh-huh.
But I do have a problem with his public outcry about saying, like, how do you guys don't think I'm the best? Well, dude, just go to work, which I know you're doing anyway. You don't need to put that out there for the people to see. I equate it to a lot like Luke Voigt. I respect him saying he wants to play. I just don't understand why you have to call out your accolades from last year. It's like, dude, just go do your thing. Say what you got to say.
That rubbed me the wrong way, and I like Luke Voigt.
I like Luke Voigt too.
But did you really have to go that? Like, exactly. Do these guys have to do that? Like, I was the home run king. I was top 10 in MVP voting. Like, shut up.
It's the same thing with LeBron. I understand what LeBron has done. 10 NBA Finals appearances, four rings. But guess what?
Six?
Yeah. Whew. Yeah, but let's...
That stinks.
Played in 10. It stinks.
That stinks.
Yeah.
Like, that stinks to go to six and lose them. Is what I'm saying. Not like he stinks. No, that stinks to be in 10 finals and only win 4. Guess he's not Brady, but go ahead.
Anyway, you're about to open a whole new can.
No, I said that stinks.
But like, anyway, moving forward, where was I?
You lost the finals. Of course it sucks.
Where was I?
Luke Voigt. You don't have to talk about it.
You don't need to talk about it. LeBron, you're in year 19. Going into year 19, nobody really expects you to be the best in the world. And honestly, not even you really think you're the best in the world. Mm. Maybe he does in his own fucking little fantasy that he's living in. But come on, bro. There's guys that are in their early 20s that are the best in the world right now.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it that LeBron James is definitely not the best player in the NBA right now. And I really, truly think that he just needs to just go. Yeah, like you said, get your lunch pail and go to work. You know what I mean? Like, just go. You added another two stars to your team already, Westbrook and Melo.
Even if the Lakers win it all this year, I don't think LeBron will be the best in the NBA because he's going to be 37 if he's not already 37.
I can't believe how old he is.
I think he's turning 37 in December.
Jesus. I mean, it's crazy how long he's been in this league. It's absolutely insane. So again, LeBron making headlines. One thing I didn't touch on or write in the rundown, but the Yankees did get another win last night, in case anybody cared. I don't have that 7 in a row. That's 800 baseball, 8 of their last 10, whatchamacallit. I don't have... There will be no rundown today. This is why AJ is so pertinent. Well, they're 5 back of the Rays, and they're 1.5 up on the Red Sox. That's where they're at.
But where are they at on
the wild
Oakland?
Card?
What did Oakland do yesterday?
I'm not sure, but I know that the Yankees are, in fact, still the number one wild card. They're 0 games back.
Oh, the Yankees are the first wild card.
Yeah, they were yesterday, too.
For a little bit.
It was two days ago that they were. Yeah.
For a little bit. And then now they officially are.
Yeah.
Oakland, I think, did, in fact,
lose. So now the Tampa Bay Rays, as the Yankees, I believe they have this series continuing with the Twins, if I'm not mistaken. It's not a one-game set yesterday. So that's a series going into the weekend. The Rays go against the White Sox. So if the White Sox can get back on their horse, there's a good chance that AL East lead going into next week, like Monday, might be like 3. You know what I mean? And that would be really, really interesting. Who the hell had the Yankees winning the AL East after the start that they had?
Well, they got a ways to go.
Oh, of course not. But
no matter who the Rays, I feel like the Yankees have another series with the White Sox as well, right?
Yeah.
There's some tough games ahead for the Yankees. There's some tough games ahead for the Rays. Really, what it's going to come down to is, what do we do when we meet? That's what it's going to come down to. I know we have at least one more set against the Rays, hopefully two for our sake. But that's the games we need to have.
Somebody's shouting out your shirt, Chris repping Pride Rules. And I'm assuming
it's probably Tommy D.
But Pride Rules. You know, it's funny. Pride Rules was the name of your podcast that you had, right? Or they still have. It's still an active podcast.
I don't know that it's still active.
Well, whatever. Anyway, when you used to say Pride Rules, I always thought you meant like Pride Rules. Like, pride is awesome.
No, it's, not like it's a play pride, on words where it's like rules, the rules of pride. Yes,
okay. So, and what's the differences there? Just, I know it's off topic, but I know.
Okay, so they scored it.
We all know the UFC.
It wasn't a 10-point must system. They had different rounds. I think they had a 10-minute round and then a 5-minute round for non-title fights.
Okay.
Either way, they scored the fight. Wait, who won
10-minute round?
They fought in the ring, not in a cage, which I think is the most pure form. Honestly, the most pure form would be just open, like they do in jiu-jitsu.
Like a wrestling mat.
Yeah, like a high school wrestling mat. College wrestling mat.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're allowed to kick people when they're down. You're allowed to knee people when they're down, and that's a fight. You're allowed to do anything except for headbutt and eye gouge and kick in the dick or the penis. Sorry.
Click. We clean things up around here. There was one thing that I was going to ask you about pride, and now I lost it. You said, wait, did you say 10-minute rounds?
Yeah, they would have a 10-minute opening round and then a 5-minute round.
So two rounds.
Yeah.
10 minutes, bro.
Because you don't get saved by the bell. Let's think about
it. But I'm saying, like, the cardio to do a 10-minute fight.
Yeah, but what's the difference between a 5-minute round, stopping for a minute, and then...
I think it's a big difference.
Yeah.
Like, that's
I'm waiting
huge.
For Tommy to correct any mistakes that I may have made.
That might have not been, that might not have been Tommy. It might have been Ashley. So... You know, because I got a long hay. No, Scoop usually has his thing. He's probably on his way to the beach bash right now. So, Scoop, if you're listening or watching, we are not going. I don't know if this is breaking news, like, bom, 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 bom. Like, we are not going to the beach bash. We are instead choosing work over play.
So this is what happens all the time when me and Tommy change the time up and we don't tell Scoop. And he shows up at the studio 8 hours after we already recorded.
He's sitting there with
like,
little
yo, guys, what's
shit.
Going on? I'm ready to record.
He shows up to the beach bash.
Oh, shit, I'm in Lavalette. Sorry, bud. Go home.
Take the day off, Scoop. But anyway, I will get into something I wanted to touch on before we go to break. a little bit of a game, have you, and will he, won't he? Okay, there's a bunch of players that contracts have run up, and typically during the NFL season, you don't see a lot of extensions. Like, once the season starts, it's not a rule. It just seems not to happen. Like, what are the chances that somebody gets extended in the middle of a season and then goes down and they lose all the money? Like, it just doesn't happen. So if they don't get it done within the first couple weeks of the preseason, it probably won't happen, right?
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of guys. I mean, there's probably a list of like 25 to 30 guys, but I narrowed it down to some of the higher touted names that everybody that's listening right now will know. Yeah,
free agency
know.
Next year is going to be bussing.
And multiple sports. That's,
I got that from AJ. Bussing.
You young. I say you young, yeah, and it's just like,
a half a decade older than you.
That's true.
Makes it seem so much older when you say
half a decade, right? Like, but it won't be. We're going to close the gap in a couple weeks. We're only going to be like 3 years apart in that. Which we'll go. So here we go. Will he, won't he? NFL free agents of 2022. We'll start at the top because he's the best free agent to be as of right now. And the money they just gave Rodgers, is Davante Adams going to be a Packer going forward, or does he get the bag somewhere else?
I think a lot hinges with Rodgers on if he's going to stay or not next year or demand this trade that everybody's talking about. I think that this might be one extension you might see during the season. And if you don't, things could get ugly in Green Bay, even more ugly than they were this
offseason. But this is like real ugly as opposed to the fake ugly that it was.
Yeah,
all this,
I mean, it was ugly regardless because
it was just a pain in the ass to keep reading about.
But now I think if Rodgers wants them to treat players graciously that have done a lot for them, Davante not only needs to get treated graciously, but he needs to get paid big time.
What about Rodgers' press conference yesterday? Bro, he's such a G, bro. Like, it's so funny.
The question
was about the guy who they released.
Even though,
right?
I don't particularly like Rob Domofsky because of...
He's a good writer. I mean,
I got to give him credit.
He's inside.
You know, I think that the players respect him. I just hate anybody that breaks negative news. Like, I feel like if you're a Packers beat writer and you hear something that could potentially be damning to the team, you shut the fuck up about it. All right? And you be a good little fan. Shut up. Right? That's what I want. But I understand he's got a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the line of questioning was... Last year, Rodgers praised Jake Kumerow on the air,
right,
on a radio show. The next day, the Packers release him. Yesterday, Rodgers praised essentially what would be a practice squad tight end because I don't think I think he's way deep on the roster. He's not going to make the team. But I think Rodgers, you know, has a soft spot for the guy, and he praised the player, probably in hopes that the Packers bring him on as a practice squad guy. But the next question was, he's probably going to have a great season in Buffalo this year. And Rodgers picked up on the sarcasm, took a sip of his water, and I don't know, the rest is history.
I think he said, come on.
He was like, come on, bro. You really going to ask me that question right now?
That's so funny, bro. He gets it. All right, so you think it could get ugly based on the Rodgers decision next year?
I want to see Davante get the extension. More so for the fact that I want Rodgers back, and I think that they're kind of a package deal at this point. Not saying that they're going to go to the same destination if they don't both sign with Green Bay. I think for Green Bay to get Rodgers and keep Rodgers happy, which if that's the goal, you got to sign Davante. Now, I'm not particularly a fan of giving a receiver the biggest contract out of all receivers, but, you know, this is the business, bro.
And all right, well, to give you an idea, Amari Cooper is making $20 million. So that means he's going to make more than $20
million. I don't know that Davante is out here seeking the highest paid wide receiver in the league.
Well, I think everybody's always doing that.
I understand, but he had ability to do that a couple years back, and he didn't. Now, maybe because of that, he's like...
Wait, is this his second contract?
This is his third.
Holy shit, he's been around that long. You're right.
Yeah, wow. Davante's been in the league for a while. And he had an opportunity to do that. He has an opportunity to hold out. He doesn't do that. He definitely lives up to his contract. He honors his contract up to this point in his career.
Right.
And he didn't hold out this offseason, which you would expect a guy in his position to definitely hold out for that extension.
Right.
Taking a risk playing this year with the guarantee going forward. But that said, the Packers kind of need to respect that and hopefully extend him for all of our sanity, but enough. Moving on.
Okay, you can find out more about that when the Packers Pulse drops their first podcast in 2023.
No, it'll be up before the season. I promise that.
I believe it. All right, staying. Another wide receiver. Same division. Allen Robinson. See, if I had to get... And by the way, my answer to Davante Adams is I'm in lockstep with you. Rodgers stays, he'll stay. If he doesn't, He'll probably go secure the bag. Allen Robinson, not a Bear next year. Not to me. He's walking. What do you think?
I think he's about had it, and I think if he had his way, he'd be out of there right now. He's a true professional, so again, like Devontae, he's there. I really do like Allen Robinson, even though he's a Bear. He's definitely not a scrub. He's just a hater on Jacksonville. That's Scoop. Sorry for the audio-only listeners.
No, yeah, Scoop Espo says Allen Robinson is a scrub.
He doesn't like Jalen Ramsey, or called him a scrub yesterday, too, so...
He must not like anybody.
The growing trend.
The Jaguar players continue to just want out of Dodge.
If I'm not mistaken, they tagged Allen Robinson this year. So he's playing under the franchise tag, right? So right there, players hate that.
And bye-bye.
There's already beef going on because of that. He signed the money because it's a big contract to play for 1 year.
Bold prediction. I actually have a landing spot for him, and it's the New York Jets. That's where I think he goes. They have the money. They have the ability to do it. And this kid's going to be looking for a premier number one, not a Corey Davis.
Also, bold prediction, if Devontae Adams leaves town,
oh boy,
I have a feeling Allen Robinson enters Green Bay. The fray, we'll call it. But he almost signed with the Packers a couple years back, and he opted to go with the Bears. So I know for a fact that the Packers have had him on the radar because,
interesting,
you know, I am an owner, but... We just couldn't seal the deal.
I keep forgetting you're part owner. So anyway, and that's the truth, folks. We're not lying. He has some kind of stock in the Green Bay Packers. All right, so staying another receiver, guy coming off injury, contract year, Courtland Sutton of the Denver Broncos. Will he stay or will he go? Do you think that he has a future in Denver, or does he have to kind of prove his worth to Denver for them to re-up, or is he just going to kind of walk right out the door? Because, look, that receiving group that we already talked about the Broncos this week.
Was he a first round pick?
I don't know.
I think a lot hinges on that, because I think if he's a first round pick, they automatically get him for that year if they want.
Well, no, you have to give him that. You have to announce that they're picking up the fifth year option. Yes.
If they didn't,
like for instance, Dallas did not with Leighton Vander Esch. You know what I mean?
So that aside. Yeah, he's coming off an injury. There's a lot of question marks going into the season. He's got to answer some questions, stay healthy. But I would hate to see Denver trying to build what they're trying to build and then let him go. He's only, 23?
Yeah, he's young.
24?
Real young.
But the fact that they took another receiver high in the draft, and I think even two, they have a good young core of receivers. So
yeah, Judy, Hammer,
just based on the way the NFL works, it's highly likely that somebody else will pay Courtland Sutton a little bit more money than Denver will. So if he's allowed to enter free agency, I don't know that they're going to be able to keep him.
Okay. Interesting. Defensive side of the ball. The Honey Badger is a free agent after this year. He's with the Chiefs this year, as we preview the Chiefs later on this episode. Do you think that he was the first one to react to the Jamal Adams contract. So he's going to be seeking the big bag. Are the Chiefs going to be able to secure the big bag with Honey Badger?
No.
I don't think so either.
I think that they're going to make attempts to, and I think because of, every time a safety becomes available, the Dallas Cowboys think they're going to get him.
We got Malik Hooker.
talking about available. They might even cut him.
This is true.
But there's a lot of high contracts on that team. I look at that team. I look at the Packers. There's certain teams that right now the Packers have Bakhtiari getting highest paid. Mm-hmm. They're about to have Devontae. They're about to have to pay Jair. Same thing with the Chiefs. Travis Kelce's getting paid otherworldly money. Tyreek Hill, if he's not yet, he will be soon. You got to pay. Obviously, Mahomes is the second richest contract in history now behind Josh Allen.
I thought Dak was.
All right. Third best.
Okay.
Either way.
In any event, he's making $50 million.
$50 million a year. So it's going to be hard. I know that the salary cap jumps up significantly in this offseason. Am I correct?
Yep.
Yeah, right. So there is that. They had a revolving door. I can't talk about the Chiefs yet.
Yeah.
I think Honey Badger leaves unless there's some restructuring going on.
We'll just go
from there.
We'll go back to wide receiver. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers returned all of their starters from last year this year. Is Chris Godwin, who chose to stay for tinier money on a shorter deal, does he stay again?
No.
Is that contingent on Brady?
No.
So he's just gone.
He's gone.
Chris Godwin gone.
He's going to leave.
Landing spot? The Jets. I think the Jets are going to add a receiver next year. 1,000%. Corey Davis was an appetizer. And they're like, next year we get the big guy. And I think one of these guys are going to wind up on the Jets. That's just me. Because I don't think they're going to let Zach Wilson sit there in year two.
That's another one that I wouldn't mind seeing in Green Bay if Devontae leaves.
Yeah, no, definitely. back to the defensive side of the ball, Stephon Gilmore. So he was rumored to be traded a bunch already. So it seems to me that the Patriots are going to be okay with parting ways with this guy. And it also seems because of that, they're not going to give him big cornerback money. My assumption that he's going to be elsewhere next year.
I feel like a good comparison to this situation is like the Richard Sherman situation when he was leaving Seattle.
Right.
His best days are definitely, I wouldn't say behind him, but they're about to be. He doesn't seem to me as that lockdown cover guy. He's more of a like, I'm going to take this area, and anybody that enters this area, I'm going to lock down. But he's not following guys around, at least to my understanding. I could be completely wrong on that.
No, I don't think he is anymore.
He just reminds me of a Richard Sherman type, the way they look on the field, the way they play.
The dreads. I get it.
Okay. And the contract situation is going to play out similarly, where the Patriots aren't going to pay him. That's just not what they do anyway.
Last one, because we've covered pass catchers when it comes to receivers and, you know, corners that make plays on the other side of the ball. I will go towards a tight end. Now, with the contract that you keep seeing pop up on tight ends, whether it be George Kittle, Travis Kelce, these guys are making fat stacks. You know, so what do you think about Mark Andrews continuing his career with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens?
I don't see it either. I see him leaving too, because of what you said. Lamar is about to get paid.
You know where he's going? The Jets. No. They need a tight end
so
bad. Well,
they need everybody. The Jets are terrible.
Yeah.
I just don't like the fact that he's hurt all the time. He's always banged up. Giving a guy like that big money. I mean, Kittle is too, but I think Kittle's just light years ahead of Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews is a fairly one-dimensional player. I mean, maybe he's getting better at blocking, and they take him out in pretty much in running situations. He's their pass receiving tight end. I think because of that fact and the way the NFL is kind of hybrid, almost leaning more towards like you need to have a power run game.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mark Andrews is gone, but somebody will pay him big.
Okay. Just want to give a shout out watching via YouTube, Ashmere Fit. So thank you for tuning in on YouTube. You can tune in on our Facebook group every day at 11 o'clock, or our YouTube channel, or my personal Facebook if I know you. If I don't know you personally, chances are I won't be adding you, because that's just weird, and I don't just add everybody. But anyway, that is next year's 2022 class. It's interesting to see. I mean, there's a lot more. Different under the radar guys, but there's a lot of free agents in the NFL. There's a lot of free agents in the NBA next summer. Well, technically for the it'll be pretty much next spring and summer, considering the NFL ends in February. That will pick up right away, and then the NBA will pick up. So interesting. All right, so let us take a little bit of a break. We're going to show you a little bit of merchandise that we got going on here for our CHOP athletes. And when we come back, we will bring to you day 16 of the 32 teams in 32 days with the Kansas City Chiefs. There is nothing on my person that I care more about than my hair and beard. It's the moneymaker. I need it mint. The only person I trust right now is John over at Main Street Barbershop in Metuchen. John has been at this game for 7 years and offers premier haircuts, complete bald head shaves, shape-ups, beard trims, the works. You can follow Main Street Barbershop on Instagram at MainStreetBarber_Metuchen, and you can book an appointment by downloading the Booksy app or call John directly at 732-569-2592. Tell him Chop Sports sent you. All right, welcome back. We hope that you enjoyed that commercial on the air, and we hope that you guys support all of our advertisers that come on with us, because they are the ones that are keeping Chop Sports afloat right now. Not afloat, we're not sinking by any stretch, but they keep us going. And speaking of that, because of the NFL 32 teams and 32-day coverage, we do want to say that that is sponsored by Absolute Eyewear in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Go see Craig and Janine right now. Janine has been a phenomenal sponsor for us, or advertiser for us. She's come back twice already. She's into it. She loves Chop Sports. She's probably the best Yankee fan we have. And when I say best, she's like the worst, because she's always saying like they suck. But again, the Yankees are playing a lot better baseball lately, so I'm definitely happy that she's on board. She's even come and seen one of our softball games to root us on. She is on board. Go to Absolute Eyewear in Woodbridge, New Jersey. They got all the greatest brands you could possibly ask for. They do everything. Full service place. So if you want to get your eyes checked with an exam, and you want to get your frames and your lenses, you go to Absolute Eyewear. And of course, if you say the phrase Chop Sports, or Jimmy Palumbo show. I'll give them the rub. If you say Chop Sports or Jimmy Palumbo, they're going to give you $100 off. I hope that deal applies to me because I'm going next week. I have to get my eyes rechecked because I can't see shit. And that's it's very defeating when you can't see anything, when you're driving at night and you can't see anything. Usually I bring my glasses, but I even think my glasses are outdated. What? Yeah, exactly. Like, right? Right, AJ? Shit. Am I right, AJ? Like, I'm looking at you. I don't even know who the hell you are. So get on over to Absolute Eyewear because they will take good care of you guys, especially if you are a member of Chop Sports. So the Kansas City Chiefs, they come in to this season as the defending AFC champions. Obviously, last year did not go well for them. I think it was the Tampa Bay defense that really stood the test that Kansas City has offered throughout the last couple years, because Kansas City has been a team that, you know, you really can't mess with. But we'll start. I mean, it's very hard to preview a team you just know is going to be that damn good. And I truly believe up and down this team is that damn good. It's hard for me to find any losses, but we will kind of fly through it for the listeners at home or any Chiefs fans out there, which I don't know any. And if there are any, they're definitely new.
I know a few that are.
Do you know actual Chiefs fans?
I know Chiefs fans that weren't really huge football fans that are kind of now huge football fans, which is fake. But I do know a few Chiefs fans.
Okay,
I don't really see them often. Shout out to know who they are.
Shout out to
they're definitely not listeners, so fuck them.
Shout out to my Uncle Tom, God rest his soul. I remember when I was growing up, he was an Eagles fan. He is an Eagles fan, but he was one of those guys that if something new came out, he would get it first. So like when the starter jackets came out, you know, and things were really hot then, one of the nicer ones was the Kansas City Chiefs one. I specifically remember as a child seeing him in a massive Kansas City Chiefs starter jacket. Not a Chiefs fan, but that's about as close as I can come when it comes to anybody that I know to ever like the Chiefs. All right. So got a text from Elena Christina. I'll answer that in just a couple minutes. All right. So starting at top, the league's best quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. There's no competition behind him. What? What? You're going to tell me Rodgers is better?
I'm not going to sit here and argue. I know what you were doing. You're trolling.
No.
Live on air.
No. I'm not trolling.
There is. What do you mean there's nobody behind him?
Chad Henne, Shane Boucher.
Oh.
I'm talking about the Chiefs,
fuck
bro.
Fuck you, bro. It's like Rodgers is better.
Dude, no.
Moving forward.
Anyway, Patrick Mahomes is pound for pound just one of the best, if not the best quarterback in the league. And, of course, returning Clyde Edwards-Helaire, CEH, is back. Daryl Williams is back. Jerick McKinnon is back. Even Darwin Thompson is good and serviceable.
They had Jerick McKinnon last year. I thought he was a 49er.
Did I say he was back?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I totally mistaken that one.
Yeah, Dave.
Jerick McKinnon.
Get it together, bro.
Jerick McKinnon is back or with the Chiefs for the first time. And then, of course, you got the wide receiver core that is just, again, they're all just a bunch of burners, 95 speeds and above on Madden. You know what I mean? They're all there. Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman, DeMarcus Robinson, and, of course, Brian Pringle. There's no holes here. Travis Kelce is the best tight end in football. People like him. People hate him. I personally love him.
They lost their lineman. They replaced him with other guys that will potentially be all pro linemen.
Right, dude. I mean,
so there's a revolving door, which is what I was going to say earlier. Revolving door at the offensive line, but they managed to save money by not having to pay these certain guys.
Yeah, Orlando Brown Jr. was the big move that they made, and that was a trade with the Ravens, if I'm not mistaken. Joe Thuney, Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, and Lucas Niang is their offensive line. So those are guys are going to be the ones protecting QB1. They're going to light up the scoreboards. There's no question about it. Switching on over to the defense, again, middle of the pack, I think, you know, at worst, okay? So they could be good.
But they have really good players in some important spots.
Exactly.
Like the safety position, their pass rush is really good.
So. Sorensen, I love Sorensen. Daniel Sorensen is one of the greatest safeties in the game right now, very underrated. And, of course, we just mentioned it before, Honey Badger will at least be there for this year. So their safeties are great. Charvarius Ward and, of course, L'Jarius Sneed are their corners. So in that regard, you know, middle of the pack, they'll probably – there's going to be some high scoring.
They'll benefit from the pass rush and the safety play. The safeties are really good in Kansas City, and I think that that allows for big plays, like splash plays.
Okay, so who was Mr. Uzi? Was it Chris Jones or Frank Clark?
Chris Jones. Or Frank Clark.
One of the two is going to be suspended, or already has been suspended, or will be suspended.
I think it was Chris Jones, but I could be wrong.
I want to say Frank Clark, but anyway.
Uzi incident.
In any event.
Chiefs Uzis,
brought to you by. No, but anyway, so... In any event, they do have some depth at defensive end.
It was Frank Clark.
Yeah, so Frank Clark's going to probably not play this year. But behind him is Mike Dana or Dana, I'm not sure. But I do know the guy behind him is Taco Charlton, former Cowboys. Somehow these Cowboys leave these teams and then they get better. He's definitely going to get suspended. If not, he's on the commissioner's exempt list or some crap like that. He's definitely in some water right now already. Anthony Hitchens, another former Cowboy, and they're all there. Nick Bolton and, of course, Willie Gay are your linebackers. This team is just stacked. They got one of the better kickers in the league of Harrison Butker. It's just very hard to find what?
They're saying he's unlikely to be suspended.
So we're allowed to have Uzis. I thought it was a felony.
Well, not in the league. He's good.
It's just unbelievable. It's incredible that the NFL just controls the law. I think
if he ends up getting charged or whatever that you want to say,
how do you indicted, not get charged? What?
I don't know.
They ain't mine. Is that what you're gonna say? They're not yours? Like,
I guess we're gonna find out.
I guess so. We'll have to let the judicial.
He is not suspended. He is in camp.
Well, okay. They'll have to let the judicial system handle that. But anyway, we'll bring up the schedule in front of you. It's going to be, like I said, I can't see too many losses out of this team. They start their season against Cleveland, so it's not like it's going to be easy. And then they go at Baltimore and then the Chargers. So actually their first three games, I could see 1-2. Why not? We'll see, but I doubt it. But then they're probably going to just march all over Philadelphia. Looking down the schedule, I'm just trying to find the losses. Maybe the Green Bay game, but that's in Kansas City, so that's going to be tough. They got Dallas coming into Kansas City, so they're home for that one too. So they got a lot of, just like the other, who was it? I think the Bills or the Ravens. One of those teams had a lot of hard games, but their hard games all fell in at home. So this is why, give me the losses, Gooch. Like, out of this, I don't know, I'm going to have to look it up, but you look at that schedule. Chiefs over, under, wins, losses, 2021. So I'm just going to dictate what I'm doing here.
10.5, probably.
I don't see it yet, but I'll keep going.
We did it yesterday with Kyle, and I remember something, 10.5. I'm going to go over regardless because they're going to win.
We didn't do the AFC yesterday, so we did the NFC yesterday.
Oh, doy.
Hey, now. Oh, we got something going on here. All right, I got it. I can get off this website, whatever the heck is making the noise, but it is 12. Okay, it's a 12 over under. So that means find me 5 losses for this team.
Honestly, I was going to say 12-5.
Yeah? So you would be pushing it. Losses on this schedule, they're going to lose on the road. If they lose, they'll lose on the road. So like I'll give them a loss.
They're going to lose at least one at home.
What, Green Bay? I mean, that's a tough game, man. You know, like I'm trying to look. Like, maybe they're division games the Cleveland on game the road.
Right out of the gate.
I mean, that's at home. So
still, it's tough. That's a tough game. That's a really tough game. I don't know. Their schedule is pretty decently hard. Even you got Buffalo, you got Washington, you got Tennessee, Green Bay. Their division sucks, but you got to think that one of these teams are going to run with them at least once. So
you're giving them a 12-5 record. I'm looking up and down this. I'm giving them 13-4. 13-4 with a possibility of 14-3.
I'm going 12-5. I think there's a very high likelihood that they prove me wrong, but
it's hard, man.
Predicting 13 wins for a team, even with the extra game, is tough considering the success that they've consistently had. You eventually want to, you think that it's going to go the other way. I know that I'm a Packer fan and I'm not going to predict the Packers to lose less than 13 games, but that's biased, obviously. I don't know, man.
I got them at 13.
We'll
find out. AJ, what do you think? Oh, okay, cool. He's not here, so that doesn't matter. But
it's hard for me to pick 5 losses, but there's going to be one of those games where they just don't show up. We'll see. Super Bowl hangover. Usually the team that loses the Super Bowl sucks the next year, or at least it's a little bit worse.
I can't foresee the Kansas City Chiefs sucking by any stretch of the imagination. I just can't see it. I don't know. I just, it's hard. It's hard for me.
12-5
All right. Well, I got them at 13-4 But that was your absolute eyewear 32 teams in 32 days preview for the Kansas City Chiefs. It'll be interesting, but it's time to pick the division winner. And by default, from what we've said all week, the division winner from us here at Chop Sports will be the Kansas City Chiefs. The only thing I'll say is, giving them 13 wins. They won the division last year by 6 games. They're going to win it by 3 games this year, and it's going to be 13-4 for the Chiefs. And I got, if I'm not mistaken, I got the Chargers with 10 wins. So I think the Chargers will finish second at 10-7. So I think they're just going to kind of coast through the AFC. Now, this is the time to do it. We've covered the entire AFC. This is day 16. So division winners, you know, you have Kansas City. You know, you have, we picked the Patriots. No, we picked the Buffalo. Bills. Okay, we picked the Bills. We picked the Titans in a landslide, I believe. And the North was a couple days ago where I think we picked Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Okay. So out of those four teams, and then we'll pick wild cards. We'll do all this later, but do you think anybody can give the run with the Chiefs this year? I mean, you said Buffalo would regress a little bit, right? So, are the Titans going to be the team to take down the Chiefs? Are the Browns going to be the team?
I think the Browns have the best chance, as crazy as that is to say. Uh-huh. They really do, roster-wise.
Yeah, I mean, they're loaded.
There's no holes. And then, obviously, Buffalo. I could be completely wrong about the regression because Josh Allen might just be that good. Mm-hmm. And it's really going to come down to Josh Allen. I think that Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield are the only two guys that have the opportunity to dethrone Mahomes right now. You want to think Baltimore, but there's a lot of the same problems in Baltimore that they've been struggling with, and they haven't been able to address over 2 years. Bateman is their answer, and I do believe in Bateman. I think he's going to be a solid NFL player, but he's hurt. So
right,
it's hard for me to give them any credence.
To me, I think all roads lead to the Kansas City Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's
going to
be tough.
Anybody to dethrone those guys is going to really have to step it up. But
it's not easy to play in 3 straight Super Bowls.
It's not, unless you're the Buffalo Bills of the 90s, early 90s.
Different time,
right.
Different time.
Correct, and there was no free agency back then. So this is how you adjust teams, and somehow, some way, I think the Chiefs have come back relatively stronger. You can call this a Patrick Mahomes revenge tour. You really can.
I don't think that they're stronger. I do think there's addition by subtraction, losing Watkins and getting some of these younger, faster guys a little more burn. But their offensive line is not better than it was last year. There's definitely a worse offensive line, and their defense.
And that offensive line couldn't handle the Bucs.
And their defense is, they're going to be a splash defense where they're going to make big plays, but I think they're going to struggle a little bit to stop the run this year, and that's going to be the ticket to beating the Chiefs. So rather than looking at which teams are good on their schedule, look at the teams that match up well.
Mm-hmm.
Teams that could play solid defense and run the football. I think they're going to have problems with teams like that, i.e. a football team. I almost called them the R skins.
Yeah, we'll see. I guess we'll see. But definitely do us a favor. If you're watching this, subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you're listening to this, definitely go follow the entire podcast network. Today, we dropped another episode of the Squeaky Bum Time podcast with Laurent Cortines and, of course, Mike Salerno. Those guys are doing big things over there. Their numbers are spiking, so it's starting to pick up. Every podcast on this network is really starting to deliver here, and I think it's because we're really coming into peak season as far as like everybody wants to talk. Because think about it, the Mets are going to start doing well because baseball playoffs, maybe not so much the Mets, but baseball in general, baseball talk in general will do better.
They're doing well. They lost 6 of 7.
I'm trying to give them a little rub. Okay. Anyway, so the whole network's doing great. Subscribe to everybody. There is now merchandise available for the Till Mets Do Us Part podcast and the Squeaky Bum Time podcast, along with the Packers Pulse, my other podcast, Jersey Boys, the Jimmy Palumbo Show. Merchandise available. This is how you support us. This is how these guys get paid to do what they do. The Chop Heads MMA have two of the nicer shirts in the entire store, even though he's wearing a Pride Rules MMA t-shirt, which is one of your favorite shirts.
Stealing this. This is going to be a segment. I named this, even though I left the podcast a while back. This is the namesake is me. I named it. They were originally something about like spinning back fist or something fucking so corny and generic. And I was like, no. I'm not going to be any part of that.
So can you take it?
I mean, take what?
The name?
Yeah, it's mine. I mean, me and Tommy have had this discussion before. I hope that nobody that's going to be offended by it as far as like, but there really is nobody to be offended by it. Like I named it. Me and Tommy and my brother and my buddy Omar were the original four. nobody else is doing the podcast. I'm not going to change the name of the Chopheads MMA because I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I will definitely honor our roots with a segment.
That's perfect.
Pride Rules segment.
I think it's great. Yeah. So go check out the Chopheads MMA podcast as well. Go buy some merchandise. We have dropped a Jets shirt. We have dropped a Bills shirt. We're dropping new shirts every day, it seems. We're working tirelessly to try to get some of these merchandise ideas to life. And that's how this company will thrive. So we appreciate all your support. Reminder, we will not be going down to ESPN Beach Bash. I know it starts in about 2 hours from now as we're recording this. We will be going to work instead and getting stuff done. So for Sturch and Gooch, and we do miss AJ from the couch. I did a lot of work here I didn't really want to do. So AJ,
nothing changed for me.
Nothing changed for you. I'm the one who ran this. Right, I had to wear freaking headphones and shit. But anyway, it's been a great podcast, and we hope you guys have a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you guys back here on Monday.
By, like, doing work, you meant going to MJ's at 1:30.